on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Our weekly update from the Daily Citizen from Focus on the Family. Joining us, Emily Washburn. Emily, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks so much for having me.
And I'll tell you, off the air, before coming into this conversation, Emily and I had a really good conversation about what we're going to be talking about. But I want to call attention to a recent article, Emily, you wrote about the Senate waffling on banning hemp-derived THC. This is a topic that some of our listeners may have no idea and just never even walked down this road about information about THC or CBD or any of it. Some great information. What were you finding with the action in the Senate, Emily?
Sure. So the first thing that you need to understand is the difference between THC and CBD. So THC is the chemical in marijuana that gets you high, and CBD is the medicinal chemical that doesn't get you high. And marijuana and hemp are actually part of the same plant class. They're both cannabis sativa plants, but marijuana has higher naturally occurring levels of THC than hemp does. So the problem is that in 2018, Congress decided to legalize hemp or deregulate hemp because the going wisdom was that hemp can't get you high because it doesn't have a lot of naturally occurring THC. The problem is that in the world we live in, it's really easy to take low naturally occurring levels of THC and cook something up in a lab that has really high levels of THC. So we have something called hemp-derived THC, and what they do is they take CBD, which is the medicinal chemical from hemp, so it doesn't get you high, but they take it from hemp and they mix it up in a lab with household chemicals, and they get something called Delta-8 THC, which is very similar to the product in marijuana that gets you high. And they're selling it at gas stations, in pot shops, and it has no regulations because hemp isn't regulated. So last year, the Senate voted and they said, hey, we don't want to do that anymore. So they voted to ban hemp-derived THC products. And that was great. Except now, just a couple of days ago, the Senate proposed a new spending bill, a new appropriations bill, which will fund the bill through December. And buried in that bill, there was a tiny little section that pushed the start of that ban back a month. And a month might not seem like a big deal, but it is because it pushes it back until the next funding deadline for the government. And what that tells us is that the marijuana lobby is likely planning to continue to try to push this ban back month by month by month until it essentially is delayed indefinitely. So every time the government introduces another spending bill, they add a little line in there that says we're going to delay this ban on hemp-derived THC until it never goes into effect.
Okay, so in the meantime, for the layperson, for the person who maybe has safely they've thought, maybe they have been using CBD products. It seems like when they first hit the market, maybe the mix with household chemicals wasn't happening so much. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, well, it's difficult to tell, and that's the problem, right? So,
okay. So
what this is trying to do is fix an error by Congress, right? Because deregulated hemp, they thought that hemp couldn't get you high. And so a lot of hemp products aren't correctly labeled.
Right. So since we don't know, buyer beware, really, in the meantime, since it is still deregulated and able to be purchased at a CBD shop, which many have, put the label on because we've been told that, mm-hmm. that no, this is medicinal. even if it has any THC in it, the level isn't high enough to be a hallucinogenic, less hallucinogenic than you might find in a poppy seed bun. Buyer beware. Don't necessarily put that label on CBD products that you've purchased in the past and may be planning to purchase, and keep an eye on what the Senate is doing with this. And actually, a good way to do that is by going to the website for Daily Citizen and keeping updated. And I know, Emily, that you have provided other information that you know articles you've written previously that'll be linked to this story.
Yeah, if you go to the bottom of this story under the section called additional articles and resources, I have a whole bunch of previous articles that I've written that have all kinds of facts and statistics about marijuana and all of the new research that's come out, some of it old research, but we know more about marijuana and about hemp-derived intoxicants than we have ever before. And what you need to know is that there's some real consequences to taking THC in particular. Now, CBD, again, doesn't get you high, but mixing up CBD and THC can be really detrimental. Particularly, we've unfortunately seen children getting into their parents' THC gummies, thinking that they're candy, and being admitted to the hospital with a Delta-8 toxicity, Delta-9 toxicity, that's THC toxicity, and sometimes dying. And that's really, really scary. So please, please, please be careful about what you're consuming. And at Focus on the Family, we would encourage you not to consume any THC products for your safety.
Yeah. Well, it's some great information, and Emily, so much appreciate. I know you put a lot of work into, kind of investigating what exactly is going on and what is what, and just providing really informative content, not only in this article, Senate Waffles on Banning Hemp-Derived THC, but previous articles you've written as well, and the links, again, can be found. Go to thedailycitizen.org and just do a search for this article from Emily Washburn. And Emily, would welcome an update on this anytime, but thanks so much for the work you and others do at Focus on the Family and the Daily Citizen, a solid, trustworthy place to get your news daily. So thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you again so much for having me.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.